In this video, I'll show you how to turn standard ASP.NET checkbox controls into interesting graphically based toggle buttons using the toggle button extender that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. So to get started, we'll create a new Ajax Control Toolkit website. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to grab some images that I can use in this application. So I'll just have an images folder on my desktop, and I'll add that to my solution. And I need this because the toggle button extender turns a checkbox into a control that dynamically shows one of two images based on the checkbox's state, whether it's checked or not checked. So next, we'll go over to our designer for the default.aspx page, and we'll begin by adding an update panel to our page. So if I go into the Ajax Extensions tool tab, grab an update panel, then I'm going to go back up to my Standards tab for my standard ASP.NET controls. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to grab a couple of checkboxes. So one and two. And then I'm going to add a text box so that when the user has made the selections that they're going to make, they can invoke some server-side action. And then we'll add a label so that that server-side action can return a result set. And then we'll select that checkbox. Let's see. There we go. Let's select the first checkbox. Let's set the checked status equal to true and change its text value to be I like ASP.NET. And let's select checkbox number two and we'll change its text. And we'll make it selected by default as well. And I'll select the button control here, and we're just going to change the button control to say submit. And let's change the label a little bit. And let's change the text in the label to say okay. Now, let's add a couple of toggle button extender controls, one for each checkbox that we want to turn into a toggle button. So go down to the Ajax tool tab, and down towards the bottom we have toggle button extender. Let's add one. That just tells us we already have the toolkit DLL in our application, and two toggle button extenders. And now we're ready to go ahead and configure them. Let's start by choosing the first toggle button extender and selecting the control ID. Note that we get the checkboxes because toggle button extender controls are specifically designed to extend ASP.NET checkbox controls. So toggle button extender 1 will extend checkbox 1, and 2 will extend checkbox 2. Let me make sure I got both of those. There we go. Now let's go ahead and switch over to source mode. And here we can finalize the configuration of our extenders. So, first thing we want to do is we want to specify the size of the image that's going to be displayed. So let's add image height and width. And in our case, the images that we're going to use are 19 pixels. So I'll say image height and image width equal 19. Next, we want to specify exactly what those images are. So let's say that the unchecked image URL is images slash, remember we dropped that image, the images directory into our solution, so we're going to start with the toggle unchecked GIF file, and then we can specify what the checked image URL is going to be. And oops. And that's going to be the toggle button checked GIF file. The other thing that we can specify here is what we want the checked and unchecked text to be. So let's specify what the checked image alternate text is going to be, and we'll just make that can be whatever you want. Okay, now let's go ahead and grab all of those image and text parameters along with my height and width and copy those into the second checkbox parameters. Now, the other thing that we need to do is we want to implement some server-side functionality. So this isn't, strictly speaking, part of the use of the toggle button extender, but we'll just add this as an example of what you might do based on those. So I'm going to double-click on the submit button to implement a little bit of code behind, and then I've simply got some VB code. So basically, I'm just going to check each of those boxes, see if they're checked, and if they based on whether or not they're checked, I'm going to add some strings. So you said you like ASP, you don't like ASP, you like MS Ajax, you don't like MS Ajax, and then return the compound value that I just built to the label text. So nothing special about that. So now let's go ahead and run this application and see how much slicker using checkboxes are, or toggle buttons, how much slicker using graphical toggle buttons are than using standard checkboxes. So you note here, they're green because we said they were set by default. If we uncheck them, they turn to red. Check them back, turn to green. So obviously I'm just using red and green images. You could use things like thumbs up, thumbs down, or really, you know, go stop, or you know, whatever you like. But it's a great way to add, you know, using some GIF files to add real sort of intuitive, context sensitive user selection to your web page. And then when I go ahead and click on the submit button, we get the executed logic on the back on the server. And that's it. It's that easy to add these context-sensitive graphical toggle buttons to your ASP.NET application using the toggle button extender control that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit.